Greetings, brothers and sisters, misses and misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music.
This station rock the nation with sound vibration.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for the first show of a brand new year. But with the same old format, as today I'm lining up another hour's worth of fine Jamaican music that will feature a version excursion, a couple of new releases, and a couple of tributes to the recently departed, including the legendary pianist, vocalist, producer and arranger Gladstone Anderson, who sadly passed away in Kingston Public Hospital on the 3rd of December, aged 81 years old. And first and foremost a piano player, Gladys' keyboard skills can be heard on countless ska, rocksteady, reggae and dancehall tracks. And so let's hear a little bit of it now, where as a member of Lynn Tate and the Jets back in the 1960s, he tinkled the ivories in Soul Food.
My recipe for soul food. Give me some soul, Basie. A skinful of drums. A tickle of ivory, Gladdy. A dash of scallops. Few strings of lintate. Featuring Lee Perry's EMC, that was Lynn Tate and the Jets with Soul Food, which was produced by Clancy Eccles and originally came out on 7-inch on the Pamo label in the UK back in 1968. And as you heard, featured amongst others Gladstone Anderson on piano. And so in tribute to his lifelong contribution to Jamaican music, I'll be playing some more tunes a little later in the show that will feature Gladys' wonderful piano playing, vocals and production talent.
Keep listening, keep dancing, keep rocking, keep skanking, keep drinking, keep smoking, keep joking, while the musical display there.
But up next, I've got a 7-inch single which comes from the latest reissue series that the Dubstore record label have put together.
As following previous releases that focused on King Jammy, Derek Harriott, Studio One, Meritone and Federal, their latest collection features the production talent of Winston Riley and his Techniques record label, which began in late 1968 after his vocal group The Techniques had notched up numerous ska and rocksteady hits without reaping much reward. So Winston took over the production duties and started his own label and brought back Pat Kelly to sing lead. And one of their earliest releases was this up-tempo love song called Man of My Word.
Wait a town and tell the people how the business is coming your way.
As the girl of my creation,
I used to be a Romeo, but there wasn't a girl. I never know, oh no, yeah.
Since we met, your kisses helped me to forget.
Was Pat Kelly leading The Techniques with Man of My Word, which was produced by Winston Riley and released on his Techniques record label in Jamaica and the Duke label in the UK back in 1968, and which has just been reissued on 7-inch vinyl via Dubstore Records as the first release in their 20-disc reissue program of Winston Riley's Techniques label. So why not?
Check it out.
But now, following the 2015 annual, there was one long-playing record which came out last year that I just didn't have time to squeeze in. But better late than never, as in October, the Peckins label in London released a full-length album from Christopher McFarlane, aka Maccabee. The legendary DJ who perfected his skills on the Birmingham-based sound systems of the 1980s. And in recent years, he has undergone a resurgence of popularity with a steady release of conscious and often humorous records, many of which have been for the Peckins label and their tried and tested formula of updating classic rocksteady and reggae rhythms, such as on Never Played a 45, Rasta Tell Them, Medical Marijuana Card, and this next one, which sees Maccabee, a committed vegan, explain why he doesn't touch the white meat in Too Much Chicken.
Well, you know, so this is Maccabee the Ital Man, and me want on the whole world in a vegan. Me house ask me brethren, what's stopping you turning vegetarian? Hear them now, had the chicken. Them said them gwine miss the chicken. Them always tell me about the chicken. I wonder what in the chicken, Lord. You want me to say to them, chop, what if the chicken doing the sicking? Would it still be kicking? Would you still find it finger licking? Me ask me brethren, are you willing to give up the chicken? Him say, boy, the chicken have to kill him. Me tell him about the water them using at the filling, the chemicals, the antibiotics and penicillin. Enough information me bringing. Him ear started ringing. Him said from him my youth him mama give him. Him stop the pork, him said that was nothing. Him easy stop the beef and him easy stop the mutton. Him stop the goat like pressing a button. But him find that the chicken was a different something chaw. Say him no craving, him no say him no glutton. But him eat it so much, him even take it make pudding. And him try bigger stamp but him couldn't. Him start forget withdrawal symptoms all of a sudden. Now the chicken, I wonder what in the chicken. Make them can't stop the chicken. Them mouths are tell me about the chicken, Lord. To a white meat, them think it's okay. I know some people eat the chicken every day. Them love the taste, that is what they say. But it's not really the chicken make it taste that way. Chop, chop make quick or dung in a the reasoning. I know the chicken not the vegetable seasoning. Without the veggie, you'd never ever feed on him. You eat it raw and it's a thing you'd never eat again. Cause them your chicken nowadays is not the chicken of old. Them the chicken of old was called common fowl. From the day that they match until the day they sold. Them they nowadays chicken only 7 weeks old at the chicken. Them say them gwine miss the chicken. Them always tell me about the chicken. I wonder what in the chicken, Lord. Yeah, you hear me? Sure. People getting infections, them find them can't cure. Cause some of the antibiotics, them don't work anymore. Them put them in the chicken, to make them get fat. Bacteria get resistant when you have too much of that. Put in a little arsenic to make it look pink. Put in some ammonia to make it stop stink. You know said that the chick is not as healthy as you think. Between some diseases they say there is a link. The bacteria, do you remember bird flu? Tuberculosis and the salmonella too. So don't make the system come and fool you. Better you know what you are doing with the chicken. Then say then why miss the chicken. I wonder why in the chicken. Make them can't stop the chicken, Lord. I told me, love me people, why me make this show? Now me know it might not play up on Sunday afternoon. Even if you not give up anytime soon. Don't make them give you chemical for your food at the chicken. Them as I tell me about the chicken. I wonder why not the chicken. Make them can't stop the chicken, Lord.
Excellent tune, as that was Maccabee in fine style there with Too Much Chicken, which can be found on his brand new album titled Never Played a 45, which came out on the Peckins label in October last year on download, CD and vinyl.
Believe me, that is the wickedest sound I play.
But now, going back to the top of the show, we must pay our respects here in the House of Reggae to Gladstone Anderson, who passed away in December, aged 81 years old. And born in 1934, Gladdy grew up in downtown Kingston and first played the piano as a child under the tutelage of his uncle, Aubrey Adams, the celebrated band leader and musician who featured on a number of Sir Cox and Dodd's earliest recordings. And Gladdy followed in his uncle's footsteps and was soon playing piano on a number of ska tracks for both Dodd and Duke Reid. By the middle of the 1960s, he had joined Lynn Tate and the Jets, and in late 1966, he was at the piano in the Federal Studio when they recorded Hopeton Lewis's Take It Easy. And while listening back to their recording, Gladdy described a slower rhythm as rocksteady. And so a whole new genre of Jamaican music was born. And while he was never a flashy pianist, Gladys' piano playing, which was usually on the offbeat, can be heard helping accentuate the rhythm on numerous rocksteady classics, like Alton Ellis's Girl I've Got a Date, Errol Dunkley's You're Gonna Need Me, and Keith and Tex's Stop That Train. But alongside these recordings, Gladdy was also persuaded to start singing when he joined forces with serial duetter Stranger Cole. And they immediately made an impression with singles like Seeing Is Knowing, Just Like a River, and this one, which is called Over Again.
This is Rhythm Street, where the music's so sweet for you dancing feet. Move with the beat.
If I were you,
Stranger and Gladdy with Over Again, which featured Lynn Tate and the Jets on backing, and was produced by Stranger Cole and released on a Blank Label Pre in Jamaica and the Island Label in the UK back in 1968, and can now be found on the double CD compilation of Stranger Cole recordings on the Trojan Label titled Bangarang.
Music is my occupation, good for meditation, great for inspiration.
And so, already proving himself to be an accomplished pianist and heartfelt harmoniser, Gladdy's influence in the studio actually went a lot further, as he would often take control of the recording both before and during the session, making sure that the music was in time and the singer was in key. And this made him very popular with the record producers of the day, and during the early reggae era, Gladdy can be heard playing piano in numerous studio bands, such as Clancy Eccles' Dynamites, Derek Harriott's Crystallites, and Lee Perry's Upsetters. And he also carried on recording with Stranger Cole in a series of duets which Stranger produced himself, just like this one, which is called Lift Your Head Up High.
Every man get his pay according.
Stranger and Gladdy in perfect harmony once again there, with Lift Your Head Up High, which Stranger produced himself and released in Jamaica on a blank label pre, and in the UK on the Gas label back in 1970, and which can also be found on a double CD compilation on Trojan Records, titled Bangarang.
Never you give away the old for the new, new broom sweep clean, but the old one know the musical corner that will tell it to you.
And so I'll be playing a bit more from Gladstone Anderson later on in the show. But sadly, he wasn't the only reggae star who he said goodbye to in December, as committed rootsman Peter Broggs, who had suffered a serious stroke back in 2004, passed away on the 19th, aged 61 years old. And although his Jamaican discography is limited when compared to many of his contemporaries, what he did record in the late 1970s and early 80s was of the highest quality. Just like his debut recording, called Vank Out, aka Vampire, which was a plaintive praise to the Almighty, and which Peter pressed up himself and sold as a white label pre on the street corner. He then followed this up with Progressive Use, a deep roots album he recorded with the Roots Radix at the Channel 1 studio, and which came out in 1979, a year before his big Jah-inspired anthem was released, which I've got for you now, as this is Peter Broggs with Jah Golden Throne.
Thank you.
A classic slice of deep roots music there, as that was Peter Broggs with Jar Golden Throne, which he recorded at the Channel One studio and was released on 12-inch on the Selena label in the UK back in 1980, and which can now be found on the compilation CD titled Peter Broggs, Never Forget Jar, The Early Years on the Nocturne label. And there was also a second take of this track, which he did around the same time with Prince Farai, and titled Higher Field Marshal. That one came out on 12-inch on the Hit Run label. And so, following on from these recordings, Peter signed up with a newly formed American label, Ras Records, for whom over the course of the next 10 years he recorded 4 albums, including the label's first full-length long player in 1982. And titled Rastafari Liveth, it was also recorded at Channel 1 and features some heavyweight rhythms underpinning more of Peter's well-dread lyrics, just like this one, called No Ism, Pondy Rhythm. No Ism.
Without them scatter, can you see the musical ambassadors getting hotter and
Peter Broggs there with No Ism Pon the Rhythm, which was recorded at a Channel 1 studio and produced by Dr. Dread and released on the Rastafari Liveth album in 1982. And so following these recordings for Ras Records in the 1980s, Peter continued his career, even releasing a children's reggae album in 1993, and then he updated his classic Jah Golden Throne for the UK's Jah Warrior label in 2000. But just 4 years later, he suffered a severe stroke, which halted his recording and performing career, and sadly he passed away in December, aged 61 years old.
Ever since I was a youth, I've always been searching for the truth. But having been told so many lies, life like good music never dies.
But now it's that time in the show where we head off on a version excursion.
Do it! Do it!
But unlike most of those I've featured in these shows, this one didn't originate in Studio One or Treasure Isle, but it was first recorded in 1979 by Junior Delgado, and the rhythm goes under two different names, of either No Warrior or Father Jungle Rock. But that is quite straightforward when compared to the song's origins, as there are two different versions and three different titles of Junior Delgado's original, as it's either known as Warning, The Raiders, or No Warrior. And so it's a middle one I'm kicking off with today, which came out on 12-inch in the UK in 1979. And then the rhythm got its other name from Nicodemus's Toast on a Prince Jammy version 3 years later. And then when he had digitalised his setup, Jammy revisited the rhythm in 1986, where alongside Steely and Cleavey and Bobby Digital, they produced a barrel full of cuts which spawned a number of hits for artists like Little John and Peter Metro. And these cemented the rhythm's legacy in dancehall culture, and it has been revisited on a regular basis ever since, with the most successful coming out in 2004. But before we get there, let's go back to the beginning in the House of Reggae's No Warrior, aka Father Jungle Rock Rhythm Mix.
Chicken.
chicken maca. Say I'm a chicken maca. Say I'm a chicken maca. Make me girl get fatter. The good Irish masher. I brought us to a supper. He said, girl on me back and drop a respect. And he said, Diana Blacker, she live up on the chop. Pima, Diana Blacker, she live up on the chopper. She was a born lip, but now she turn a dreadlocks. She take off the shot, but she put on the fucker. She put on the fuck it up a tear on the back. Miss Maca must be crack you a crack. But it's a fun jungle. But it's a fun jungle. We watch a man every morning. I get up, I run to Lapa. I in a drop shoes, I'm me shots and Bobby Satcha. I'm in a done that. I'm going to be Irish masher. See, I think all the girl me say she's a one fist snapper. But I can be me Irish, I beg me the top. It's a fun jungle. It's a fun jungle. Mama, what that, do better than that. What that, do better than that. Skinny, do better run, come quick. Skinny, do better run, come quicker. For some of them, I'm angry with this, cause she found the nipper. You looking at them pockets, it is like so fit. I want to try your children, I'm gonna fit for a sitter. For what the younger give them is a sweet music. Skinny, do better run, come quick. Jaman in a the founder jungle. In a the founder jungle.
Hold up your foot and show your gloves, good people. And show your gloves, good people. Give him, hold up your foot and show your gloves, good people. Show a crowd that people say your trash already. Hold up your foot and show your gloves, good people. Show a crowd that people say your trash already. Say in me all who love me, it's Gansy. Say in me all who love me, it's Gansy. Love, love letter when she sent to me. And the telephone line is where she call me. This a very good Jan, you know me love you badly. This a very good Jan, I will accept you gladly. But no, admire me, she just a admire me. Admire me, she just a admire me. This a very good Jan, me know me what you badly. This a very good Jan, lad, say no one but me. I could be just a touch out of me styly. Last call the people, them love me styly. I want me say them want me styly. But no, wall up your foot and show your class to me. Show crowd that people say your trash already, yeah. Roll up your foot and show your class booty. Show crowd that people say your trash already. Fling your foot, fling your foot. Every man say fling your foot, fling your foot, fling your foot. Every man say fling your foot. Fling out your foot because your shoes brand new. Fling out your foot because your shoes brand new. Show crowd that people are say brand new. But I come to give me comfy, give it in a style. Show crowd that people say me wicked and wild. I want me comfy, give me comfy. So cold that people say me wicked and wild, but no. Wall up your foot and show your booty. In a jacket and your feet already, no. Wall up your foot and show your booty. In your jacket because your feet already. Love, love letter when she sent to me. Love, love letter when she sent to me. And the telephone line when she call me. Last she say she want, she say she want me badly, but tell me. At Miami she just a at Miami. At Miami, she's just a at Miami.
Police, police, police. I'm gonna take you to jail, boy. I'm gonna take you to jail. Yeah, man.
Him laba laba, him laba laba, get it star. Him laba laba, him laba laba, get it star. Him laba laba, him laba laba, get it star. Him laba laba, him laba laba, get it police in England. In the police in England, hey. In the police in England. In the police in England, hey. Catch it now, one Sunday morning round 7:30. Peter Mitchell Brigadier with the that come from party. The carry Brigadier drive, it near Mazda. Brigadier I drive the car and him a drink him liquor. Same time me hear a voice come to a speaker. In the name of the Queen, I'm asking him to pull over. Hey, so we pull over upon the side hard shoulder. As him approach me, so me wind down doing them say, what's the name, boy? Me name Metro Peter. What's the name, driver? Brigadier in the answer. What you travel like this, a tinker in Jamaica. Let me talk spicy, your name in the amber. Come with a car, and let us search for the ganja. So me come out and make them search for them ganja. Them never find a knife nor no revolver. So little after that, they pat me on my shoulder. And say, Major, please get back in your mouth. Your police in a London. In the police in a London, hey. In the police in a London. In the police in a London, hey. Get it now,
him la balaba, him la balaba. Don't give me those lick, him la balaba, him la balaba. Don't give me those lick, him la balaba, him la balaba. Don't give me those lick, him la balaba, him la balaba. Me say me go to England as a entertainer. The difference between English and patois. Englishman say sir, Jamaican say sir. Englishman say mother, Jamaican mama. Englishman say come here, Jamaican come here. Englishman say not for call, Jamaican no bra. Englishman say stay, Jamaican say tan. Englishman say go on, Jamaican galang. But police in a England, in the police in a England, hey. In the police in a England, go get it. In the police in a England, hey. Him la balaba, him la balaba. Don't give me no slip, him la balaba, him la balaba. Don't give me no slip, him la balaba, him la balaba. Don't give me no slip, him la balaba, him la balaba.
Chiparella says she flirt with her boyfriend, budging him up money and bling, so she go bed with him. Catch disease, now it started spreading. She start to seek penicillin, she's dying. Mercy please, for life she begging. When she hears her to the mark, she head in. Says she broke out at the age of 7, strip dancing before she reached 11. One man can't satisfy her, she needs more wood for the fire. Say it's price getting higher, and more money she require. Oh, scar and land she desire. So from the prostitution work she won't retire. Flames and fire, sun is cool, burn the flesh, sell her and the buyer. Says she want a man to take her to the movies, then another set to buy her pearls and rubies. Says she no care about cuts and bruises, that's just the way she chooses. Says she needs a man to bring her autumn, summer, winter, spring cash. Carnival splash and sling cash. New hairstyle, nails and bling cash. She's doing business, just bring cash. One man can't satisfy her, she needs more wood for the fire. The sex price getting higher, some more money she require. Foreign land she desire. So from the prostitution work she won't retire. Flames and fire, burn the sex seller on the fire. Says she buy her bleaching cream for get well broad. Plus her chicken feel so she well broad. Says she ready for try the L zone. Says she sexy pager and cell phone. She no know the much English nor the spelling so fine. All she know morning or evening selling time. See the now, look what happened. Soft like a cotton, flesh start to rotten. One man can't satisfy her, she needs more wood for the fire. The sex price getting higher, some more money she require. Oh, score and land she desire. So from the prostitution work she won't retire. Flames and fire, burn the flesh, sell her on the fire.
A great dancehall rhythm there. As first up, you heard Junior Delgado with The Raiders, which was produced by Dennis Brown and came out on 12-inch in the UK on the Burning Rockers label back in 1979, and can now be found on the Sons of Slave CD on the Trojan label. And then following that was Nicodemus with Father Jungle Rock, which was produced by Prince Jammy and originally appeared on the DJ's Dancehall Style LP in 1982. And it's since featured on the King Jammy compilation, titled King at the Controls, on VP Records. We then heard Little John's footwear anthem, Clark's Booty, which was produced by King Jammy in 1986, and was a title track of Little John's album of the same year, and has recently been compiled by the Greensleeves label for their Clark's in Jamaica release. And then on the same version of the rhythm was Peter Metro doing his best Smiley Culture impression with Police in England, which came out on the Jammies label in Jamaica and the Greensleeves label in the UK. And finally we ended up with Ai Wein's classic Can't Satisfy Her on top of the 2004 version of the rhythm, which was produced by Patrick Henry for his Loyal Soldiers label and featured on Ai Wein's debut album Lava Ground.
This station rules the nation with version.
But now we're coming bang up to date again here in the House of Reggae, as Phantom Moja has just released his fourth full-length album. And titled Soul Rasta, it gathers together many of his best single releases of recent years, like Rasta Got Soul, Roots and Culture, and Cool and Irie.
as well as brand new recordings like a heavyweight combination alongside Capleton and Turbulence, which sees the three turban chanters decry the unforgiving life of growing up in the city of Kingston Town.
When we have a moral breakdown,
it's serious. Tell them in a Kingston Town, Kingston Town, a lot of youths missing and cannot be found. Kingston Town, Kingston Town, well every youth a hunt for them own. Tell them in a Kingston Town, so if it's not the Kingston Town, Kingston Town, and root boys at all, Kingston Town, Kingston Town.
They say that city are too fast. You can't move slow. You can't just say enemy now. Your friends now, your foe. Can't sit down and idle. You have to always on the go. And never make the beg and slap your show. But anyway, be careful and the boat the way you roll. A ball like you don't know. Say Rasta, say Fisa. Now you don't have the wealth to sleep. Them sleeping out the door. Come Babylon, corrupt the place where them grow.
Well, find them in a Kingston Town. Kingston Town, a lot of youths missing and cannot be found. Kingston Town, Kingston Town, well every youth a hunt for them own. Tell them in a Kingston Town, so if it's not the Kingston Town, Kingston Town, and rude boys at all, Kingston Town,
I make liar.
Kingston Town,
Kingston Town, where the tourists them afraid. Badness lot the street, the youths them a grow with bad behavior. Every man for themselves, it's a dog eat dog saga. Crabbing a barrel system, make you more. Got the cops them shoot and ask questions later. Youngsters, send your feet go meet your maker. Kingston, capital of sweet Jamaica. All thugs and new thugs, govern this acre. Let me tell you about the
Kingston Town. Kingston Town, a lot of youths missing and cannot be found. Kingston Town, Kingston Town, well every youth a hunt for them own. Tell them in a Kingston Town, so if it's not the cops, Kingston Town, and the rude boys at all, Kingston Town, Kingston Town. Kingston Town is like a cowboy town. When they something them a whistle here. See me brother does chop, is like a cowboy tone. When they something them my whistle here. My sister just drop.
Kingston Town, yeah, yeah. Don't go down, yeah.
Tell them in a Kingston Town.
Kingston Town.
Kingston Town.
That is brand new from Phantom Moja, Capleton and Turbulence with Kingston Town, which was produced by the Young Veterans label in Kingston and released as a single on New Year's Day, and can also be found on a new album from Phantom Moja called Soul Rasta, which is available now for download from all the usual places.
Out of all the stations, this station supply all the popular stations with popular music.
And so it must be time to round up the Gladstone Anderson story, as following his records alongside Stranger Cole, he continued playing the piano in a multitude of recording sessions across the Kingston studios in the 1970s, especially for the producer Harry Moody, for whom Gladdy would record many piano instrumentals of his productions, like Heart Don't Leap and The Drifter, and which were compiled together for two full-length instrumental albums, titled It May Sound Silly and Gladdy Unlimited. And so I've got another one here which doesn't feature on either album, but is produced by Harry Moody and is a beautiful laid-back skank called Ivory Bounce.
Ivory Bounce, Ivory Bounce, Ivory Bounce.
Thank you.
What a lovely tune, as that was Gladson Anderson at the piano on Ivory Bounce, which was produced by Harry Moody and turned up on the B-side of Ernest Wilson's version of God Is Standing By, which came out on 7-inch on the Cactus label in the UK back in 1975.
Right now, we've been wonderful, surrounded by all these bubbles of talent.
But following these recordings, Gladdy took matters into his own hands and started producing his own records, and even set up his own label called Right Sound, where in the late 1970s he would release tracks by the likes of Leroy Smart and Winston Jarrett. And then as the new decade dawned and the music changed again, Gladdy wasn't to be left behind, as he could often be found sitting in on many more recording sessions, this time at the Channel One studio alongside the Roots Radics, where his piano can be heard on albums by the likes of Barrington Levy, Sugar Minot and Yellow Man, as well as many of the Scientist dub albums. But to round up our tribute here today, I'm going back to his production work and his Right Sound label to hear a great roots tune he produced for the Gladiator's own Errol Grandison called Char Garden. Errol Grandison with Jar Garden, which was produced by Gladson Anderson and released on his own Right Sound label back in 1978, and was later compiled for the label's retrospective called The Right Sound Reggae Story. But like many musicians in Jamaica, Gladdy found his services were no longer required after the music went digital, although he did still occasionally turn up in recording sessions, and of course would still feature in all-star showcases.
and he remained a working musician right up to the very end, which came on the 3rd of December in Kingston, when an 81-year-old Gladstone Anderson passed away, leaving behind an immense catalogue of recordings and many wonderful memories. But that is all I've got time to fit in for this show, so thank you very much for tuning in, and I hope you've enjoyed the tunes and the chat. And if you did, then you can always check out some of the old shows at the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com, where unfortunately, due to limited storage space, I will be having to trim off some of the older shows on there very soon. So do save them if you haven't already. And don't forget, you can always come and join me for the live show every Friday from 8 p.m. UK time on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae.
House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae.